Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com, DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now is a perfect time to be working outside your house or inside, but if you want to get a few things done before the really chilly winter gets here and you got some questions because you're stuck on a project, you don't know how to start the project, you didn't know you needed a project, whatever's on your to-do list, whatever's crossing your mind about improving the space you call home, we would love to help you solve it. So give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's episode, mold growth often becomes a problem in cool and damp weather. So we're going to share 10 tips to spot and stop mold from taking hold in your house.
And are you looking to seal up those drafts and cut down on your heating costs this winter? Well, we've got a new solution that makes sealing your home easier than ever. We're going to tell you about DAP's latest product and how it insulates your home in minutes.
Plus, have you ever felt the chill coming from your windows? Well, one affordable type of window covering can actually help to warm up those areas. We'll share that toasty option.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job. It's our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on all of those projects that you just want to get done.
That's right. But your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with your projects and your questions.
And you're going to get the answer to your home improvement question, but you're also going to get a chance to win big because today we are giving away a Cuisinart outdoor wok station to one lucky listener who reaches out with their home improvement question. I mean, this is an awesome outdoor cooking tool. So good luck, you guys.
It absolutely is, and we're going to draw a name from those that reach us for today's show, and if that's you, we'll send the walk station to you, and then you can invite us over to your house when you cook up a great meal with it. So give us a call right now.
Please.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or again, moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Now I've got Michelle on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have this huge flower bed right by my house, and it's about as big as a one-car garage. Anyway, I know that it's to be sloped away from the house, but I was wondering if I have a raised flower bed, how far that raised flower bed should be from the house.
That's a great question. Sometimes people put it right against the house, Michelle, and then it's great for the flowers, but it also holds all this water like against your foundation, and it can cause flooding in lower levels of crawl spaces and basements, or it can even damage your foundation. So the flower bed is fine, but you need to make sure you essentially need to build it on a hill in the sense that what you want to do is establish the grade that slopes away from the house first.
And then once that grade is established, then you could plant flowers or shrubs or, you know, whatever else you want to do. What you don't want to do is kind of have like an edging around the outside of the bed, so that a lot of times you see that people will use like railroad ties or like scalloped bricks or block or something like that. And think of it as a trough that they build around their house. And that's what happens. It holds water. So just don't impede drainage, good flow of water away from the exterior wall, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Shel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Doug in Rhode Island on the line who's dealing with a water issue. Tell us what's going on.
All right. What happened was the water service was turned off for a day. When it was turned on, we received a lot of dirty water with a lot of grit, and it seemed to be causing a problem. Well, not a problem. I'm concerned if it could be a problem. There's a lot of grit and sandy sediment in the water tanks behind the toilets, and
okay.
I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
I don't think so. Here's what you need to do. First of all, the fact that you had like some dirty water, some brown water, some gritty water after pipe work was done is not really that unusual. You do have to flush it out. Here's something, first of all, before we get to the toilets, you may have forgotten to do, and that is I would recommend you take off the aerators from the sinks in the bathroom and the kitchen, because those screens will sometimes trap a lot of that debris behind it. And that will reduce your water pressure over time, especially if some more dirt comes down the line. So I would take those aerators out and flush them out. Just keep in mind that they come apart in like three different pieces, but it's like a Rubik's Cube to try to get it back together. So just remember how you disassembled it and put it back together and clean those out. As far as the toilet tank is concerned, the only problem is that sometimes if you have a lot of grit in it, it will wear on the flush valve, which is the flapper in the bottom of the tank. If you want to just be sure, what you could do is turn the water supply off behind the toilet, go ahead and flush it a couple of times, get all that water out of the tank, and if there's any sand like lying in the bottom of the tank, just kind of wipe it out, clean it up as best you can, and then just turn the water back on. You'll be good to go.
Okay. I appreciate it, and you're correct. I did have one aerator that interrupted the flow. The pressure.
All right, but you knew enough to take it apart and get it cleaned out. Good man.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Doug. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Susan in Texas has some concrete that's cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a curve out front of a 1955-year-old home.
Okay.
And the curve is cracking in spots and going down like in a slant, and I didn't know what I need to do to repair that.
Then this is your responsibility and not the township's?
Yes, I've called several times, and everyone says it's my responsibility to fix it. I just, you know, they say when you sell your home, the curb appeal, and I have
yeah.
a curb.
your curb appeal's got to start at the curb, and you keep calling, getting the same answer, so I guess you're kind of stuck with it.
Right.
Well, listen, there's a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, when you say it's like slanted and sloped, if it's settling, you know, then it's going to have to be torn out. If it's just cracked, there's a lot of ways to fix the cracks. Quikrete has a number of good products that are designed exactly for that. There is a crack seal. There's a crack repair product that's kind of like caulk. There's also a resurfacing product. So if it's spalled or deteriorated, you can resurface it, and it will stick to the old concrete and come out looking quite nice. So there certainly are products to make what you have look better and work better. But if the whole curb is structurally sinking because sometimes water gets under it and that kind of stuff, then that's the case where you'd have to tear it out and have a mason build you a new one.
Okay. But that Quikrete is pretty easy to do.
Absolutely, yes. Take a look at Quikrete.com. They've got great videos there. They'll walk you through exactly what you need to do. Just search for crack repair. You'll see there's many options depending on the thickness of the crack and what you need to achieve, okay?
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand to get your Money Pit in tip-top shape for the holiday season. Well, right now it's cold and damp throughout most of the country. And while that's weather you might not love, mold simply loves it. Up next, we're going to share our top tips to prevent mold from taking hold in your house. So stick around. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? I mean, we are just days away from Thanksgiving. I know it's really a couple of weeks away, but I feel like as we get to this time of year, you just kind of, everything is condensed and compressed and you're rushing around. So while you're planning things for the holiday, what are you planning in the house? How can we help you get everything ready? Because it's about to be super crazy busy. So whatever it is, let us know. We are here to lend a hand. And if you are, in fact, ready to renovate like a pro, go on and tune into the Money Pit podcast for all of our expert tips and tricks. Whether you've got a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or maybe are dreaming of a total home makeover, we're going to help you find that knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Hey, if you've got a question to ask us about your home, we've got a great reason for you to do that, aside from getting a terrific answer, and that is because we are giving away an outdoor wok station today from our friends at Cuisinart. This delivers cooking versatility. You can create fast, fresh, and fabulous meals in minutes. It lets you deep fry, saute, boil, sear, griddle, braise, and even more. Now, it includes a premium 14-inch round-bottom hand-hammered carbon steel nonstick wok, but it's also got a great burner system. It retails for $349. We're going to throw in a cover and a tool set for a total prize package value of $420. Going to go out to one caller, drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. You must have a question to qualify. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
James in Ohio is on the line with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, hi. I was calling in. I have a older home built in 1968, and I was wondering if it'd be easier to install an electric furnace instead of having the baseboard heat, or possibly getting one of the outdoor units that mount high on your wall.
Do you have natural gas or propane or oil in your area?
Maybe natural gas.
Yeah, that would be the way to go. I mean, if you're going through trouble of putting a furnace in, I would definitely not put in an electric furnace, because that is the most expensive way to provide heat to your house. I would suggest a high-efficiency natural gas furnace. I mean, the installation expense is going to be similar if you're putting a new furnace in, but the ongoing cost to run it will be a lot lower.
Will I incur more cost because for the ductwork? Because I have plaster walls instead of drywall.
Well, if you're going to put an electric furnace in, you're going to have to do the ductwork anyway. So the ductwork is there whether or not you use an electric furnace or a gas furnace. And it really depends on how creative your HVAC contractor is, but that's a fixed cost. If you're going to go through trouble of ducting out your house, which is going to add to its value, I definitely would recommend gas. And typically the gas companies don't charge to bring gas up to your house, so they'll bring the line up and put a meter in, because now you're going to be their customer forever, and they're very happy about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, right now it's cold and damp throughout most of the country, and that's not the weather that most of us really love, right?
That's right, but it is the kind of weather that mold really loves. You know, preventing mold is all about managing moisture in your home, as well as not giving mold a place to grow. So we're going to share 10 tips that can help.
Yeah, first of all, you want to think about controlling moisture. You need to keep the humidity below 50% in your basement. You want to ensure that you've got proper drainage, make sure those gutters are clean, make sure the soil is graded away from your home. You want to cover dirt crawl spaces with plastic. So it's really about just stopping that moisture from coming in and getting too high.
That's right. You also want to be careful with your storage. You want to make sure your storage is above concrete floors and away from foundations. You know, if you use cardboard boxes like so many of us do and you put it on a concrete floor, well, you're throwing food to the mold. So you need to have this stuff up on shelves, and really metal or plastic shelves and plastic bins are really best. Instead of using those cardboard boxes, which I got to tell you, I've been in basements after they had just a little bit of moisture and seen nothing but all of this mold, frilly, white, stringy stuff growing all over those boxes. So yuck.
Gross. And those boxes get like spongy and yucky. Now, if you've got a finished basement, even if you're not using it regularly, you want to keep it heated. So don't let it drop below 60 degrees, because what you're doing then is you're just getting condensation and mold. So heat that space to keep those conditions nice.
Yeah, and if you're building new, you want to think about mold-resistant materials. You know, you can choose, for example, fiberglass-faced drywall that won't grow mold, whereas the standard paper-faced drywall will. Just be aware of that. There are lots of options now to reduce mold in your house.
Also, you want to make sure that you have proper ventilation. So install a vent fan in your kitchen and your bath. Make sure they're vented properly. You got to get that moisture out. And when you're done in the shower, keep that fan on, but you can open that door. You want to kind of get that air moving around to help get all that moisture out. That's key.
Now, here's a big one. Carpets. Now, we all love carpets, especially maybe like on the bedroom level of the house. It feels so nice under your feet when you wake up in the morning. But when you put carpets in the basement, that's a big no-no, because they'll trap moisture. They will feed dust mites. Really not a good idea. So if you have hard surfaces like laminate or engineered hardwood, put those down, and then you can use area rugs, but not wall-to-wall carpets, especially below grade.
Yeah, you also want to make sure that you're filtering the air. So use a high-quality air filter. You want something that's a MERV with a 6 or an 8 rating. And you also, if you can, have a whole house air cleaner, because that gets rid of those airborne mold spores. You just have to keep all of this under control.
Let's talk about your heating and cooling ducts. You know, I've had this happen in my house, Leslie, where the air conditioning ducts in the attic started to condense. They were so cold when the warm, moist air hit them, they would condense, and we would get dripping water off of those ducts that would form a leak stain in the ceiling. So the solution there is to increase ventilation in your attic and
also to wrap those ducts with fiberglass, because if they're insulated, then you're not going to get that condensation connection because the warm, moist air is not hitting the ducts, it's hitting the insulation.
You also want to make sure that you're cleaning regularly. So you want to use a mold-inhibiting cleanser in those moisture-prone areas, clean your air conditioning units seasonally, and use mold-resistant paint if you do have a damp area of the home.
And speaking of damp, if you do have a flood, act quickly. You want to get those wet areas dry, clean, and disinfected as soon as possible. Replace any damaged materials, and that will prevent an ongoing mold problem. You actually stop the mold really before it starts to take hold of your house.
Kathy in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
In our rental, we have a big wall of brick where the fireplace is, and it's a dark corner. And I was wondering if we would be able to paint that brick without a whole lot of trouble. To brighten it up in that corner.
You can paint it, but you better be sure it's what you want to do, right, Leslie?
Yeah. I mean, painting brick is, it's kind of irreversible. Once you put the paint on, because the brick is so porous, it's just going to get sucked into, like, every little interior nook and cranny of that brick. So should you ever decide that you would like it to be brick again, it's a lot of stripping and sandblasting. It's a big to-do. So you want to make sure that that's something you really want to do. I mean, if it's like just the ugliest brick ever, I get it.
Well, it's the only way to lighten up that area that I can think of.
It's like a corner?
It's like a corner of the living room, but it's one wall of the living room. It's the whole wall right up next to the sliding glass door. So all the way over to the sliding glass door is all brick. From floor to ceiling.
Have you thought about putting mirrors, like an assorted group of mirrors, or adding a different light fixture? I mean, there are ways that you can brighten the space with decoration.
I hadn't thought of the mirrors. That might be a good idea.
I mean, if you do like a cute cluster, almost like a little gallery grouping of different size and shape mirrors and mixing metals and, you know, doing something really purposeful and fun and creating a moment, like, that's a great way to do it.
There's no electrical in the ceiling.
You don't need electrical in the ceiling. There are plenty of pendant lamps that plug into an outlet that you can use, a swag. Is that what it's called? Swag?
Yeah.
Right? Swag?
Yeah, fire? I think so.
You can do something like that, and there are really great ways to do that. So you plug in a light fixture, and then suddenly you have a beautiful, like, mini chandelier or something. There are so many. If you look online for decorative light fixture with a plug-in, like with a plug, you'll find so many.
Okay.
And then make sure you can get one of those things that looks like a scrunchie that you wrap over the electrical cord itself so it hides just the wiring. And, I mean, it's really easy to do.
All right. I'll think down on those lines. That's easier than painting.
There's even sconces that are plug-in. So you can create, like, a whole little gallery thing with mirrors and plug-in sconces and really brighten up that space.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Time to tackle a decking question with Justin in Iowa. How can we help you?
Well, 1 year ago, I moved into a new house, and the deck was just put on the previous year. And right before the owner put it on the market, he stained it with, I think, a semi-transparent stain.
Okay. So far,
and
so good.
I would like to use a solid color stain, if I could, to redo it. So I'm not sure. Can I do that, being that there's already a stain on there?
And in fact, solid color is a good choice. We typically do recommend that because it has more pigment and it tends to last longer. So you want to make sure that you clean the deck very well, because we want to make sure there's no moss, mildew, or algae attaching to that deck. Let it dry equally well, and then you can apply the solid color stain right on top of the semi-transparent stain.
Sounds easy enough. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Justin. Good luck with that project.
Thanks for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, sealing gaps and cracks doesn't have to be a hassle. We're going to share some details on a new spray foam that's compact, easy to use, and perfect for DIYers and pros alike. All that and more coming up on the Money Pit.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately, for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Man,
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, with chilly weather already settling in across most of the nation, sealing up drafts and cutting down on your heating costs is top of mind. You know, spray foam is a great way that you can do just that. And DAP has a new solution that makes this project easier than ever.
That's right. It's called DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and it features a wide spray adjustable applicator for both horizontal and vertical spray jobs. With us to talk about the new line is Dana Chin from DAP. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, spray foam, we said that it's a great way to cut drafts, and that we should explain why that is, because with spray foam, you apply it, and then it expands to fill in all of those voids where air is leaking in, right?
That's correct. It can save a user up to 30% savings in energy costs.
Wow, that's a lot. And I think the reason for that is because not only are we lowering the temperature inside of our house by virtue of those drafts, but I think that people react to that feeling of a draft, right? And they probably run to their thermostat more than they normally would if it was just kind of set at a comfortable level. So they immediately counter that feeling of discomfort by turning up their heat, probably more than they need to.
Right. So they're not getting at the source of the issue, really, which is the draft somewhere.
So I think what's so great about the new updates to the DAP wall and cavity foam is the smaller 20-ounce can. So it really makes it very homeowner user-friendly. So when you kind of figure out where these drafts or where these sort of air leaks are coming from, you can address it yourself, true?
Yes, DAP wall and cavity 20-ounce aerosol can is really good for advanced DIYers and homeowners so they can solve the issue themselves. But beyond that, it's also good for professionals, general contractors, remodelers, insulation pros, weatherization pros. So it runs the gamut.
I think the thing that makes this really unique is the fact that it can actually handle horizontal and vertical applications. That is a challenge for a aerosol sort of driven product to be able to put that material where you need it. And with your applicator technology, especially the wide spray capability, it really makes it possible to spray this stuff exactly where you need it to target that draft source exactly, correct?
Yes. The 20-ounce can comes with a patent-pending applicator. And just what you said, you can adjust the applicator for horizontal and vertical wide spray patterns depending on the user's preference of how they want to spray. The wide spray pattern also extends 6 inches on the initial spray and has a flow controller to give the user more control over the dispense rate.
Yeah, so you can put it exactly where you want it. You don't have to worry about overspray, which is, you know, inefficient, it's wasteful, and it's also kind of sloppy when it gets all over the place. I just love the control that you guys have built into this because I've used spray cans for my entire career, and I've never seen anything that works as well as this.
Yeah, it's about targeted, smaller and harder to reach areas, exactly what you're saying, you know, those key applications that include rim joists and really like touch up from those larger projects like wall cavities, attics, crawl spaces, things like that. And it's really good with overhead spraying as well.
Now, how about its thermal insulation? Are we getting a lot of benefit out of this? Does it equal an R value to something else we could apply?
The R value is greater than a one component, but it's not exactly a two component, but it has a really good R value of 4.1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot considering the thickness that you're applying with this. So 4.1 is a good addition. I think for most of the value, I think, though, is the fact that it seals up, expands and seals that draft and stops that cold air from getting in. So it's not just the thermal insulation. I think the real important point is that it's going to plug that hole. If you've ever done a blower door test on a house, is where you pressurize the house or depressurize the house, you can actually figure out every gap that's in that house. And it always amazes me because one of the ways they point this out after you do a test like that is they're able to take all of that air that gets in and calculate what that represents in terms of a hole. And what I found is that you could have an average house, when they calculate all the places that the drafts come in, that's equatable to like a, say, a 36-inch by 36-inch hole in your outside wall. That's how much air is getting in, you know, if it only had that one place. So the fact that you're identifying and targeting each of those drafts in a very convenient and effective way makes this very usable and very helpful for comfort and for energy efficiency. So where can we find the product? Where is it distributed?
You can get it at select Home Depot stores as well as Menards.
Terrific. So, again, the product is called DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and it's available now in a 20-ounce handheld can. It is ready to go, easy to use and ready to go.
Ready to spray.
Ready to spray. Dana Chin from DAP, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Up next, have you ever felt a chill coming from your windows in the winter? Well, one affordable type of window covering can actually help to warm up those areas for the season. We'll share that toasty option next on the Money Pit.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelcher. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
We've got a great reason for you guys to reach out to Team Money Pit besides helping you out with your project. Up for grabs this hour is the Outdoor Wok Station from Cuisinart. And it's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, it is truly a wok cooking station with a ton of gas power. It is awesome. You can stir fry, saute, make all of the wonderful, delicious favorites, but right outside in your own home. It's such a great, great thing to have for your outdoor kitchen. It retails for $349.99, but we are throwing in a cover and a tool set for your wok system for a total prize package worth $420.
Going out to one listener drawn at random from those that reach us with their home improvement questions. Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Lynette in Louisiana is on the line with a warped floor situation at her house. How can we help you today, Lynette?
My home that I live in was built in 1940, and it is on concrete piers.
Okay.
There's a differential crawl space underneath the house, as little as 6 inches on the east side to approximately 2 feet on the west side.
Okay.
And recently I had a pest control professional do a wood inspection and determined, fortunately, that there were no termites. But in walking through my home, he noticed that my floors, which are laminate covered, were warped and very soft in various areas throughout the house, mm-hmm. which I've experienced continuing to deteriorate in that fashion over the last 3 to 4 years. He indicated through his inspection that he looked at the underneath the house and noticed that there was wood rot and possible mold occurring. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling to see what can I do to rectify that. And does that mean that I need to literally tear out the floor to remedy the situation?
Probably not. But did he prescribe, he give you an estimate for fixing it? Because sometimes these guys will do that. They'll find a problem and say, I'm just the guy to fix it for you. Did he give you a number?
No, sir. He simply came out to give me a state form for this wood inspection that's necessary for a VA loan.
So he sounds like he might be a decent guy then. So the next thing you want to do is try to get a sense as to how much decay, if any, is down there. And I think, for that, what I would tell you to do is to contact a professional home inspector. Home inspectors don't work for a contractor. They work for you, and they only represent the information, so they don't have any conflict of interest in trying to identify or make a problem sound like it's bigger than it really is. Sure, it's not going to be unusual for a house in your part of the country to have some decay or some potential mold growing on it, but I want to get a sense as to how bad that is. I mean, are the floor joists completely rotten? Is the subfloor rotten? How much mold are we talking about? I mean, if you've got a couple of feet on one end, then you can probably get pretty far into that. And then with a high-powered flashlight, you can work your way down as far as the eye can see. If it turned out that you had to do work on it, typically what you would do in that case is you would trench that area where the grade goes up to, as you say, 6 inches, so that you can actually kind of go back and forth and work on that space. Once we know exactly what's going on, then we can talk about treatment options. And so if there is actual decay and if the decay is bad enough to warrant some structural repairs, then that would be done from the crawl space. In terms of the floor itself, if that subfloor was really badly rotted, you'd have to take that apart from the top. But, if it's not really that rotted and maybe you just got a decayed joist or two, you may be able to make that repair from the bottom. Worst case scenario is you tear out all your floors, but I think that's really extreme, and I wouldn't even think about that until I had a lot more information. Now, the lumber can also be sprayed and treated to stop any decay or mold growth that's going on right now. And then you can also, when you're all done figuring out what caused this and what you're dealing with, you want to make sure you get better ventilation in that crawl space so that you don't have this problem reoccur. Now, if you can't get natural ventilation, you could use fans that are hooked up to humidifier switches, or humidistats, I should say. And they'll come on whenever the humidity gets high, and it'll pull drier air through the house, through that crawl space, to keep it from decaying any further. So you got a few steps in front of you, Lynette, but I would start by getting a good independent home inspector to take a look at it. You can go to homeinspector.org. That's the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. And start there. You're looking for an ASHI certified member. That's ASHI, American Society of Home Inspectors, an ASHI certified member. And they'll give you some good advice and help you take the next step. Okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so very much. I appreciate the information.
Well, with fall comes the start of the season of chilly drafts, right? Having good energy efficient windows can obviously help you cut down those drafts. But for those that sneak through, your window coverings can also play a role in making sure that you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that's right. And here's why. Not only do you feel cold because outside air is sneaking in, sometimes what you call a draft is really just caused by convection. Because as the warm air inside your home hits that cold glass of the window, it's chilled and then falls downward, causing what many folks think are drafts. But it's not. It's really just the convection of the airflow.
Yeah, and you know, one of the best solutions is also one of the simplest, and we're talking about cellular shades. You know, they kind of look like a honeycomb. And as it gets colder, those pocketed shades help to insulate your home by trapping the frosty air at the window, and you can choose between a single, double, or triple cell to pick the right level of insulation for you. And in the summertime, those very same shades can actually cut back on the heat in your home by almost half. That's huge.
It really is. Now, you can also combine cellular shades with drapes or curtains for an even stronger barrier against the cold. And remember, warm sun shines in from the south and west. So when it comes to adding layers, windows facing north and east should be your top priority.
Mike in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
Okay, yes. I decided to replace my carpet and ceramic tile throughout the house, with the exception of the bedrooms. Now I went with luxury vinyl plank. Now the bottoms of my door casings, I have about anywhere from a quarter inch to almost an inch gap, especially the areas that I had to use backer board for the ceramic tile. So how can I close that gap and make it look good?
So the trim, there's a gap between the bottom of the trim and the top of the floor?
Yes.
Okay. There's a type of accent piece for trim. It's called a plith block. P-L-I-T-H, plith block. And it's kind of like a square block that you can put at the bottom of the casing, and it's a little bit wider than the casing. And it looks, if you do it right, it looks like it always was supposed to be there. You know what I mean, Leslie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're really made to look like they were intentional, if you will.
And it's called a plith block.
Plith, P-L-I-T-H, yeah, plith block.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll solve it for you.
Yeah, sometimes they're called rosettes.
All right, I will give that a try. Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, are you ready to give your walls a new look? Well, we've got some tips on wall coverings that can add interest and color to your decor throughout the dark winter days ahead when the Money Pit continues.
You live in the Money Pit.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Harry from Wisconsin reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I'm seeing a lot of offers from companies that clean chimneys. How often should I have the chimney inspected and cleaned?
Yep, that's certainly very common this time of year. I mean, generally speaking, you want to have your chimney inspected and cleaned at least once a year, preferably before the heating season, because that regular maintenance is going to prevent a whole host of problems, Harry, like creosote buildup, which can cause chimney fires, and helps ensure the chimney's free of blockages and in good repair. Now, a professional chimney sweep can perform the service safely and effectively. If you use your fireplace frequently, you may need to have more frequent cleanings. This kind of inspection can also help identify any structural issues like cracks or damage that could lead to more significant problems. But be aware that in the chimney sweep business, there's a lot of companies that will exaggerate or just plain make up problems. So if that happens and they declare your chimney is super dangerous and it's going to have horrible things happen if it's not immediately like torn down or rebuilt or has some major repair, get a second opinion from an impartial expert like a professional home inspector. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, because an inspector definitely just assesses the situation and is not charging you for a repair.
Well, wall coverings can have a big impact on a room's decor scheme, both in design and, if you're not careful, your wallet. Leslie shares tips for affordable products that make it easier than ever to achieve professional results on a DIY budget in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
You know, when you're looking at wallpaper, you always want to choose the best quality paper that's within your budget and then go ahead and use it sparingly. For example, if you're considering papering a powder room or maybe a focal wall in the family room or use wallpaper inside the squares that are trimmed out and molding in a dining room or, you know, the bottom half or the upper half under or over a chair rail, you get the idea because wallpaper, first of all, it can be pricey if you have, you know, a taste of things that are very, very lovely, which sometimes end up looking at a wallpaper that's so expensive that I still want to use it, so maybe I only use it a little bit. So kind of look at this. Look at your budget. How expensive is the paper that you like? Do you want to do a whole room? Is the pattern very busy? Consider a bunch of things when you're doing this. Another fun idea is a wall mural. Now, you can have a great picture or a piece of art or something printed on a pasted wall covering or a sticky vinyl that could be like a repositionable wallpaper, and you can use that in a room. And it doesn't have to just be a kid's room. Like in the family room, you can do an awesome picture of like somebody on a ski mountain or something really cool, somebody surfing, and that really sets the tone for the space, and that doesn't have to be super expensive either. It's really great to bring the outdoors in. You could do a beautiful image of a forest, some trees, the water. It's really a lot of great things. If your kid's super into sports, you can do, I don't know, their favorite soccer stars or stadium seating. There's lots of great ways that you can do this. I personally love a wallpaper. Currently, I have it in our stairway, in the powder room, in the bathroom upstairs, in my boys' room. I really do love a wallpaper.
Sounds that way.
I'm not afraid to use it. I love to use it, and when I take it down, I put up another one. So be adventurous. Find patterns you love. It definitely sets the tone for the space, and don't be shy about it. Just make sure you look at the price tag first before you pull that trigger, and look at the repeats. That's super important.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, does the thought of hiring a contractor make you a bit nervous, perhaps wondering if you'll get a good guy or not? Well, the first step to finding the best pro for your project is to know what to look for. We'll share tips to help you do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has been declared a winner in Arizona, allowing him to complete a sweep of all seven swing states in this year's election. More from Bob Agnew.
The victory returns Arizona and its 11 electoral votes to the Republican column after Joe Biden's 2020 victory. The win over Kamala Harris marks Trump's second in Arizona since 2016. The former president campaigned on border security and the economy, successfully tying Harris to inflation and record illegal border crossings during the Biden-Harris administration. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Correspondent Shelley Adler reporting a date has been set for President-elect Donald Trump to meet President Biden at the White House.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. I'm Shirley Adler.
Also at townhall.com, Southern California's firefighters have gained ground against a wildfire that's destroyed at least 132 structures, mostly homes. Resident Joey Parrish.
We looked out the windows and saw a lot of smoke in the canyon and cars going down the road with horns are blaring saying, get out of here, get out of here. And we grabbed the cat and my wife said, we got to get out of here now. And so that's what we left with, the clothes on our back. And that's about it.
Improving conditions are expected to continue through the weekend after 2 days of dangerous gusty winds. Forecasters expect light winds over the weekend that will continue to aid firefighters in their cause. You'll find more stories, news, analysis, headlines when you log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $60 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's Equity Protect.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports attacks on Israeli fans in the Netherlands has prompted the EU nation's prime minister to cancel his climate talks trip.
Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof has cancelled his planned trip to the UN climate talks in Azerbaijan so he can stay in the Netherlands to deal with the fallout from assaults on fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv soccer team in Amsterdam. Police launched a large-scale probe after groups of youths conducted what Amsterdam's mayor called hit-and-run attacks on the Israeli fans. Earlier, video had showed some Maccabi fans chanting anti-Arab slogans in the streets before the game. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Camilla will miss Britain's annual Remembrance Weekend events to honor fallen service personnel while she recovers from a chest infection. The wife of King Charles III was due to join the royal family at a festival of remembrance at London's Royal Albert Hall earlier this evening. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A huge blast in the Big Apple.
A parked vehicle containing gas cylinders and other flammable materials has exploded on a residential street in New York, destroying five homes and at least five vehicles. Power lines also badly damaged. Authorities say residents were very fortunate because there were no injuries. Fire department says the vehicle carried pressurized cylinders, one of which failed, triggering that explosion. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks cruised to more records as they closed their best week in a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday to cap its biggest weekly gain since early November of last year. It also briefly crossed above the 6,000 level for the first time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 0.6%, while the NASDAQ added 0.1%. The relatively quiet trading followed huge gains earlier in the week after Donald Trump won the presidential election. More news, analysis, and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Model. That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a home downsizing solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects
prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I was able to buy my first home using the VA home loan guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My services then and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call the 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com, DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and Super Flapper by Fluid Master. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now is a perfect time to be working outside your house or inside, but if you want to get a few things done before the really chilly winter gets here and you got some questions because you're stuck on a project, you don't know how to start the project, you didn't know you needed a project, whatever's on your to-do list, whatever's crossing your mind about improving the space you call home, we would love to help you solve it. So give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888 888- 866-3974, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's episode, mold growth often becomes a problem in cool and damp weather, so we're going to share 10 tips to spot and stop mold from taking hold in your house.
And are you looking to seal up those drafts and cut down on your heating costs this winter? Well, we've got a new solution that makes sealing your home easier than ever. We're going to tell you about DAP's latest product and how it insulates your home in minutes.
Plus, have you ever felt a chill coming from your windows? Well, one affordable type of window covering can actually help to warm up those areas. We'll share that toasty option.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job, it's our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on all of those projects that you just want to get done.
That's right, but your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with your projects and your questions.
And you're going to get the answer to your home improvement question, but you're also going to get a chance to win big, because today we are giving away a Cuisinart outdoor wok station to one lucky listener who reaches out with their home improvement question. I mean, this is an awesome outdoor cooking tool, so good luck, you guys.
It absolutely is, and we're going to draw a name from those that reach us for today's show, and if that's you, we'll send the wok station to you, and then you can invite us over to your house when you cook up a great meal with it. So give us a call right now.
Please.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or again, moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Now I've got Michelle on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have this huge flower bed right by my house, and it's about as big as a one-car garage. Anyway, I know that it's to be sloped away from the house, but I was wondering if I have a raised flower bed, how far that raised flower bed should be from the house.
That's a great question. Sometimes people put it right against the house, Michelle, and then it's great for the flowers, but it also holds all this water like against your foundation, and it can cause flooding in lower levels, like crawl spaces and basements, or it can even damage your foundation. So the flower bed is fine, but you need to make sure, you essentially need to build it on a hill, in the sense that what you want to do is establish the grade that slopes away from the house first. And then once that grade is established, then you could plant flowers or shrubs or, you know, whatever else you want to do. What you don't want to do is kind of have like an edging around the outside of the bed, so that a lot of times you see that people will use railroad ties or like scalloped bricks or block or something like that, and think of it as a trough that they build around their house, and that's what happens. It holds water. So just don't impede drainage, good flow of water away from the exterior wall, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Doug in Rhode Island on the line who's dealing with a water issue. Tell us what's going on.
All right. What happened was the water service was turned off for a day. When it was turned on, we received a lot of dirty water with a lot of grit, and it seemed to be causing a problem. Well, not a problem. I'm concerned if it could be a problem. There's a lot of grit and sandy sediment in the water tanks behind the toilets, and
okay.
I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
I don't think so. Here's what you need to do. First of all, the fact that you had like some dirty water, some brown water, some gritty water after pipe work was done is not really that unusual. You do have to flush it out. Here's something, first of all, before we get to the toilets, you may have forgotten to do, and that is I would recommend you take off the aerators from the sinks in the bathroom and the kitchen, because those screens will sometimes trap a lot of that debris behind it. And that will reduce your water pressure over time, especially if some more dirt comes down the line. So I would take those aerators out and flush them out. Just keep in mind that sometimes they come apart in like three different pieces, but it's like a Rubik's Cube to try to get it back together. So just remember how you disassembled it and put it back together and clean those out. As far as the toilet tank is concerned, the only problem is that sometimes if you have a lot of grit in it, it will wear on the flush valve, which is the flapper on the bottom of the tank. If you want to just be sure, what you could do is turn the water supply off behind the toilet, go ahead and flush it a couple of times, get all that water out of the tank, and if there's any sand like lying in the bottom of the tank, just kind of wipe it out, clean it up as best you can, and then just turn the water back on. You'll be good to go.
Okay. I appreciate it, and you're correct. I did have one aerator that interrupted the flow. The pressure.
All right, but you knew enough to take it apart and get it cleaned out. Good man.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Doug. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Susan in Texas has some concrete that's cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a curve out front of a 1955-year-old home,
okay.
And the curve is cracking in spots and going down like in a slant, and I didn't know what I need to do to repair that.
Then this is your responsibility and not the township's?
Yes, I've called several times, and everyone says it's my responsibility to fix it. I just, you know, they say when you sell your home, the curb appeal, and I have
a curb. Your curb appeal's got to start at the curb, and you keep calling, getting the same answer, so I guess you're kind of stuck with it.
Right.
Well, listen, there's a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, when you say it's like a slanted, it's a slope, if it's settling, you know, then it's going to have to be torn out. If it's just cracked, there's a lot of ways to fix the cracks. Quikrete has a number of good products that are designed exactly for that. There is a crack seal. There's a crack repair product. It's kind of like caulk. There's also a resurfacing product. So if it's spalled or deteriorated, you can resurface it, and it will stick to the old concrete and come out looking quite nice. So there certainly are products to make what you have look better and work better. But if the whole curb is structurally sinking because sometimes water gets under it and that kind of stuff, then that's the case where you'd have to tear it out and have a mason build you a new one.
Okay. But that Quikrete is pretty easy to do.
Absolutely, yes. Take a look at Quikrete.com. They've got lots of great videos there. They'll walk you through exactly what you need to do. Just search for crack repair. You'll see there's many options depending on the thickness of the crack and what you need to achieve, okay?
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand to get your Money Pit in tip-top shape for the holiday season. Well, right now it's cold and damp throughout most of the country. And while that's weather you might not love, mold simply loves it. Up next, we're going to share our top tips to prevent mold from taking hold in your house. So stick around. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally Installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? I mean, we are just days away from Thanksgiving. I know it's really a couple of weeks away, but I feel like as we get to this time of year, you just kind of, everything is condensed and compressed and you're rushing around. So while you're planning things for the holiday, what are you planning in the house? How can we help you get everything ready? Because it's about to be super crazy busy. So whatever it is, let us know. We are here to lend a hand. And if you are, in fact, ready to renovate like a pro, go on and tune into the Money Pit podcast for all of our expert tips and tricks. Whether you've got a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or maybe are dreaming of a total home makeover, we're going to help you find that knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Hey, if you've got a question to ask us about your home, we've got a great reason for you to do that, aside from getting a terrific answer, and that is because we are giving away an outdoor wok station today from our friends at Cuisinart. This delivers cooking versatility. You can create fast, fresh, and fabulous meals in minutes. It lets you deep fry, saute, boil, sear, griddle, braise, and even more. Now, it includes a premium 14-inch round-bottom hand-hammered carbon steel nonstick wok, but it's also got a great burner system. It retails for $349. We're going to throw in a cover and a tool set for a total prize package value of $420. Going to go out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. You must have a question to qualify. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
James in Ohio is on the line with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, hi. I was calling in. I have an older home built in 1968, and I was wondering if it'd be easier to install an electric furnace instead of having the baseboard heat, or possibly getting one of the outdoor units that mount high on your wall.
Do you have natural gas or propane or oil in your area?
Maybe natural gas.
Yeah, that would be the way to go. I mean, if you're going through trouble of putting a furnace in, I would definitely not put in an electric furnace, because that is the most expensive way to provide heat to your house. I would suggest a high-efficiency natural gas furnace. I mean, the installation expense is going to be similar if you're putting a new furnace in, but the ongoing cost to run it will be a lot lower.
Will I incur more cost because for the ductwork? Because I have plaster walls instead of drywall.
Well, if you're going to put an electric furnace in, you're going to have to do the ductwork anyway. So the ductwork is there whether or not you use an electric furnace or a gas furnace. And it really depends on how creative your HVAC contractor is, but that's a fixed cost. If you're going to go through trouble of ducting out your house, which is going to add to its value, I definitely would recommend gas. And typically the gas companies don't charge to bring gas up to your house, so they'll bring the line up and put a meter in, because now you're going to be their customer forever, and they're very happy about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, right now it's cold and damp throughout most of the country, and that's not the weather that most of us really love, right?
That's right, but it is the kind of weather that mold really loves. You know, preventing mold is all about managing moisture in your home, as well as not giving mold a place to grow. So we're going to share 10 tips that can help.
Yeah, first of all, you want to think about controlling moisture. You need to keep the humidity below 50% in your basement. You want to ensure that you've got proper drainage, make sure those gutters are clean, make sure the soil is graded away from your home. You want to cover dirt crawl spaces with plastic. So it's really about just stopping that moisture from coming in and getting too high.
That's right. You also want to be careful with your storage. You want to make sure your storage is above concrete floors and away from foundations. You know, if you use cardboard boxes like so many of us do and you put it on a concrete floor, well, you're throwing food to the mold. So you need to have this stuff up on shelves And really, metal or plastic shelves and plastic bins are really best. Instead of using those cardboard boxes, which I got to tell you, I've been in basements after they had just a little bit of moisture and seen nothing but all of this mold, frilly, white, stringy stuff growing all over those boxes. So yuck.
Gross. And those boxes get like spongy and yucky. Now, if you've got a finished basement, even if you're not using it regularly, you want to keep it heated. So don't let it drop below 60 degrees, because what you're doing then is you're just getting condensation and mold. So heat that space to keep those conditions nice.
Yeah, and if you're building new, you want to think about mold-resistant materials. You know, you can choose, for example, fiberglass-faced drywall that won't grow mold, whereas the standard paper-faced drywall will. Just be aware of that. There are lots of options now to reduce mold in your house.
Also, you want to make sure that you have proper ventilation. So install a vent fan in your kitchen, in your bath. Make sure they're vented properly. You got to get that moisture out. And when you're done in the shower, keep that fan on, but you can open that door. You want to kind of get that air moving around to help get all that moisture out. That's key.
Now, here's a big one, carpets. Now, we all love carpets, especially maybe like on the bedroom level of the house. It feels so nice under your feet when you wake up in the morning. But when you put carpets in the basement, that's a big no-no, because they'll trap moisture. They will feed dust mites. Really not a good idea. So if you have hard surfaces like laminate or engineered hardwood, put those down, and then you can use area rugs, but not wall-to-wall carpets, especially below grade.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
To redo it, so I'm not sure, can I do that, being that there's already a stain on there?
And in fact, solid color is a good choice. We typically do recommend that because it has more pigment and it tends to last longer. So you want to make sure that you clean the deck very well, because we want to make sure there's no moss, mildew, or algae attaching to that deck. Let it dry equally well, and then you can apply the solid color stain right on top of the semi-transparent stain.
Sounds easy enough. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Justin. Good luck with that project.
Thanks for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, sealing gaps and cracks doesn't have to be a hassle. We're going to share some details on a new spray foam that's compact, easy to use, and perfect for DIYers and pros alike. All that and more coming up on the Money Pit.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
How have you changed since middle school?
When I was in middle school, I was always worried about what others thought of me. I always wanted to fit in, but now I don't care. I don't take no for an answer, and I'm always going for what I want.
What do you mean you don't take no for an answer and you're always going for what you want? What are you talking about?
So I know Denny said that he was inspired by the achievement of success, but for me, I am actually inspired by failure. I like to fail over and over and over again because I know that the success that I achieve at the end of the day is going to be greater than all these failures.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org That's realworldleaders.org.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The left keeps preaching for equality if Kamala's elected, but is this a dystopian America? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The idea that we're all supposed to end up in the exact same place, even after working much harder than they are, that's like a dystopian Kurt Vonnegut novel. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, with chilly weather already settling in across most of the nation, sealing up drafts and cutting down on your heating costs is top of mind. You know, spray foam is a great way that you can do just that. And DAP has a new solution that makes this project easier than ever.
That's right. It's called DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and it features a wide spray adjustable applicator for both horizontal and vertical spray jobs. With us to talk about the new line is Dana Chin from DAP. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, spray foam, we said that it's a great way to cut drafts, and that we should explain why that is, because with spray foam, you apply it and then it expands to fill in all of those voids where air is leaking in, right?
That's correct. It can save a user up to 30% savings in energy costs.
Wow, that's a lot. And I think the reason for that is because not only are we lowering the temperature inside of our house by virtue of those drafts, but I think that people react to that feeling of a draft, right? And they probably run to their thermostat more than they normally would if it was just kind of set at a comfortable level. So they immediately counter that feeling of discomfort by turning up their heat, probably more than they need to.
Right. So they're not getting at the source of the issue, really, which is the draft somewhere.
So I think what's so great about the new updates to the DAP wall and cavity foam is the smaller 20-ounce can. So it really makes it very homeowner user-friendly. So when you kind of figure out where these drafts or where these sort of air leaks are coming from, you can address it yourself, true?
Yes, DAP wall and cavity 20-ounce aerosol can is really good for advanced DIYers and homeowners so they can solve the issue themselves. But beyond that, it's also good for professionals, general contractors, remodelers, installation pros, weatherization pros. So it runs the gamut.
I think the thing that makes this really unique is the fact that it can actually handle horizontal and vertical applications. That is a challenge for a aerosol sort of driven product to be able to put that material where you need it. And with your applicator technology, especially the wide spray capability, it really makes it possible to spray this stuff exactly where you need it to target that draft source exactly, correct?
Yes. The 20-ounce can comes with a patent-pending applicator. And just what you said, you can adjust the applicator for horizontal and vertical wide spray patterns depending on the user's preference of how they want to spray. The wide spray pattern also extends 6 inches on the initial spray and has a flow controller to give the user more control over the dispense rate.
Yeah, so you can put it exactly where you want it. You don't have to worry about overspray, which is, you know, inefficient, it's wasteful, and it's also kind of sloppy when it gets all over the place. I just love the control that you guys have built into this because I've used spray cans for my entire career, and I've never seen anything that works as well as this.
Yeah, it's those targeted, smaller and harder to reach areas, exactly what you're saying, you know, those key applications that include rim joists and really like touch up from those larger projects like wall cavities, attics, crawl spaces, things like that. And it's really good with overhead spraying as well.
Now, how about its thermal insulation? Are we getting a lot of benefit out of this? Does it equal an R value to something else we could apply?
The R value is greater than a one component, but it's not exactly a two component, but it has a really good R value of 4.1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot considering the thickness that you're applying with this. So 4.1 is a good addition. I think for most of the value, I think, though, is the fact that it seals up, expands and seals that draft and stops that cold air from getting in. So it's not just the thermal insulation. I think the real important point is that it's going to plug that hole. If you've ever done a blower door test on a house, is where you pressurize the house or depressurize the house, you can actually figure out every gap is in that house. And it always amazes me because one of the ways they point this out after you do a test like that is they're able to take all of that air that gets in and calculate what that represents in terms of a hole. And what I found is that you could have an average house, when they calculate all the places that the drafts come in, that's equatable to like a, say, a 36-inch by 36-inch hole in your outside wall. That's how much air is getting in, you know, if it only had that one place. So the fact that you're identifying and targeting each of those drafts in a very convenient and effective way makes this very usable and very helpful for comfort and for energy efficiency. So where can we find the product? Where is it distributed?
You can get it at select Home Depot stores as well as Menards.
Terrific. So, again, the product is called DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and it's available now in a 20-ounce handheld can. It is ready to go, easy to use and ready to go.
Ready to spray.
Ready to spray. Dana Chin from DAP, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Up next, have you ever felt a chill coming from your windows in the winter? Well, one affordable type of window covering can actually help to warm up those areas for the season. We'll share that toasty option next on the Money Pit.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
We've got a great reason for you guys to reach out to Team Money Pit besides helping you out with your project. Up for grabs this hour is the Outdoor Wok Station from Cuisinart. And it's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, it is truly a wok cooking station with a ton of gas power. It is awesome. You can stir fry, saute, make all of the wonderful, delicious favorites, but right outside in your own home. It's such a great, great thing to have for your outdoor kitchen. It retails for $349.99, but we are throwing in a cover and a tool set for your wok system for a total prize package worth $420.
Going out to one listener drawn at random from those that reach us with their home improvement questions, make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Lynette in Louisiana is on the line with a warped floor situation at her house. How can we help you today, Lynette?
My home that I live in was built in 1940, and it is on concrete piers.
Okay.
There's a differential crawl space underneath the house, as little as 6 inches on the east side to approximately 2 feet on the west side.
Okay.
And recently I had a pest control professional do a wood inspection and determined, fortunately, that there were no termites. But in walking through my home, he noticed that my floors, which are laminate covered, were warped and very soft in various areas throughout the house, mm-hmm. which I've experienced continuing to deteriorate in that fashion over the last 3 to 4 years. He indicated through his inspection that he looked at the underneath the house and noticed that there was wood rot and possible mold occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to see what can I do to...
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
An ASHI certified member, that's ASHI, American Society of Home Inspectors, an ASHI certified member, and they'll give you some good advice and help you take the next step. Okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so very much. I appreciate the information.
Well, with fall comes the start of the season of chilly drafts, right? You know, having good energy efficient windows can obviously help you cut down those drafts. But for those that sneak through, your window coverings can also play a role in making sure that you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that's right. And here's why. Not only do you feel cold because outside air is sneaking in, sometimes what you call a draft is really just caused by convection. Because as the warm air inside your home hits that cold glass of the window, it's chilled and then falls downward, causing what many folks think are drafts. But it's not. It's really just the convection of the airflow.
Yeah, and you know, one of the best solutions is also one of the simplest, and we're talking about cellular shades. You know, they kind of look like a honeycomb. And as it gets colder, those pocketed shades help to insulate your home by trapping the frosty air at the window. And you can choose between a single, double, or triple cell to pick the right level of insulation for you. And in the summertime, those very same shades can actually cut back on the heat in your home by almost half. That's huge.
It really is. Now, you can also combine cellular shades with drapes or curtains for an even stronger barrier against the cold. And remember, warm sun shines in from the south and west. So when it comes to adding layers, windows facing north and east should be your top priority.
Mike in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
Okay, yes. I decided to replace my carpet and ceramic tile throughout the house, with the exception of the bedrooms. Now I went with luxury vinyl plank. Now the bottoms of my door casings, I have about anywhere from a quarter inch to almost an inch gap, especially the areas that I had to use backer board for the ceramic tile. So how can I close that gap and make it look good?
So the trim, there's a gap between the bottom of the trim and the top of the floor?
Yes.
Okay. There's a type of accent piece for trim. It's called a plith block. P-L-I-T-H, plith block. And it's kind of like a square block that you can put at the bottom of the casing, and it's a little bit wider than the casing, and it looks, if you do it right, it looks like it always was supposed to be there. You know what I mean, Leslie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're really made to look like they were intentional, if you will.
And it's called a plith block.
Plith, P-L-I-T-H, yeah, plith block.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll solve it for you.
Yeah, sometimes they're called rosettes.
All right, I will give that a try. Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, are you ready to give your walls a new look? Well, we've got some tips on wall coverings that can add interest and color to your decor throughout the dark winter days ahead when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before...
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical